For this Monday, September 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. In Mount Vernon, a disturbing case of neglect has led to the removal of 9 children and 6 animals from a home in the 400 block of East 5th Street. Police say they were called to the house after concerns about the number of animals living there. When officers arrived, 48-year-old David Harner and 29-year-old Terry Harner let them inside. According to police, the smell was overwhelming. Officers had to step over piles of animal feces and puddles of urine. Trash, soiled diapers, and scattered pet food were found throughout the home, along with a baby bottle containing cockroaches. The Indiana Department of Child Services and Mount Vernon Animal Control removed 9 children and 6 animals from the house. David and Terry Harner are now facing 9 counts of neglect. They're being held in the Posey County Jail. Fire crews in Posey County were called to a morning fire near St. Wendell on Sunday. According to Posey County Dispatch, the call came in at 7:16 a.m. as a barn fire on St. Wendell-Cynthiana Road. Officials say the fire spread to the home, but everyone inside was able to get out safely. Vandenberg County firefighters were called in to help with the fire. Dispatch says St. Wendell-Cynthiana Road was closed at Kester Road, and drivers were asked to avoid the area for a moment. The Mount Vernon Police Department and Chief Rutledge have announced the formation of their first Citizens Academy. The academy is slated to begin on September 21st at 3 p.m. at the police department, which is located at 311 College Avenue. The classes will be offered once per week every Sunday at 3 p.m. through October 26th. There will be 6 classes in total. Each class will showcase a different aspect of the police department. Participants will get to learn from their criminal and narcotics detectives, school resource officer, firearms instructor, emergency vehicle operations instructors, drug recognition expert, and others. Chief Rutledge believes a Citizens Academy will be a great way to help the public learn more about not only what the police do, but why. The academy is open to anyone who is at least 18 years old and can pass a background check. The class size is limited, so contact Chief Rutledge soon to get an application. His email is jrutledge@mountvernon-in.com, and the office phone number is 812-838-8705. A man is facing multiple charges after allegedly driving drunk through a construction zone on Evansville's west side. The Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Albert Spencer was spotted Saturday night on State Road 62 near University Parkway, hitting several construction cones, with one even stuck under his truck. Spencer kept driving until a deputy found him pulled over on the shoulder of University Parkway just south of Upper Mount Vernon Road. Deputies say he showed clear signs of intoxication, including slurred speech, watery eyes, and a strong smell of alcohol. A breath test at the scene showed his blood alcohol content at 0.211, more than twice the legal limit. Authorities also say his driver's license was expired. Spencer is now facing charges including driving while intoxicated, endangerment, driving with a blood alcohol content over 0.15, and driving while suspended. In sports news, coming up tonight at 5:30 here on Posey County Radio is the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Shows. The Mount Vernon Show will be on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The Wildcats are 2-1 of the season after losing at home this past Friday to Gibson Southern 42-0. Mount Vernon is home this Friday versus South Spencer. The North Posey Show can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Jordan Fisher hosts the show. The Vikings are 2-1 on the year as they got beat at North Knox last Friday 25-24. North Posey looks to bounce back this Friday at home against Tell City. This evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon JV football plays at Gibson Southern at 6 o'clock. North Posey JV football is at home taking on North Knox at 5:30. North Posey boys tennis has a home match against Princeton, and North Posey girls golf travels to Central. In professional sports, week 1 in the NFL on Sunday saw the Indianapolis Colts trounce the Miami Dolphins in Indy 33-8. Quarterback Daniel Jones in his Colts debut was 22 for 29 passing for 272 yards and a touchdown. Jones also rushed for 2 scores. Indianapolis scored on all 7 possessions and was the first team in the NFL to do that since 1977. The Colts are home versus the Denver Broncos on Sunday. The Tennessee Titans lost at the Denver Broncos 20-12. Titans quarterback Cameron Ward was just 12 for 28 for 112 yards in his NFL debut. The Titans are home on Sunday and will take on the Los Angeles Rams. The Green Bay Packers cruise past the Detroit Lions at home 27-13. Green Bay has a quick turnaround as they play on Thursday at home versus the Washington Commanders. The Cincinnati Bengals hung on for a 17-16 victory at the Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati welcomes the Jacksonville Jaguars in a town on Sunday for their home opener. And week one of the NFL season concludes tonight with Monday Night Football as the Chicago Bears play the Minnesota Vikings in Chicago at 7:15. Finishing up with Major League Baseball from Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals earned a series win at home as they beat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. The Cardinals took 2 of 3 in the series and are back to 500 in the season at 72-72. St. Louis is 4.5 games behind the New York Mets for the last playoff spot in the National League. The Cardinals start a 3-game series in Seattle against the Mariners tonight at 8:40. The Chicago Cubs allowed 5 runs in the 9th inning and lost at home to the Washington Nationals 6-3. The Cubs are 81-62 and they travel to Atlanta for a series with the Braves this evening at 6:15. The Cincinnati Reds picked up a 3-2 win at home over the New York Mets as the Reds won 2 of 3 in the series. The Reds inch over 500 at 72-71 and moved only 4 games back of the Mets for the last National League playoff spot. The Reds are in San Diego tonight for a series opener versus the Padres at 8:40. That's news and sports for this Monday, September 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.